You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's the post-match show from the Red Lion on Sleater Street in Liverpool City Centre after Liverpool have won 2-1 at Crystal Palace. It didn't look on. I'm joined by Pete Bolster, by Mike Carey and Kev Walsh. Lads, I don't know if you've heard, but we're going to win the football league.
We're going to win the football league. We're going to win the football league.
I'm fucking made up. This is going out for free, you know, honestly. Everyone can have it, that fucking
if he was on the
sheet,
Kev, I'd pop my head out the door and people would just
chat. So you could hear, lads, so you could hear. Jack's kept us an ambulance there, can't get the fella's lying dead on his bed and he's still singing it, going fucking sick.
So I'll come with his jeans on his neck and we're going to win the football league.
Lad, what a fucking win that was. What a fucking win that was. Genuinely, Mick said it. Hey, they don't win. They don't want to win your leagues. Listen, you can come back at the end of the season and it may not have happened, but if you think that, you're a fucking fridge, by the way. Hey, honestly, rah down a bottle, because fucking... shite, two shots on target, garbage. That's
what it
is. Lad, you want to? I just did a shite bet. He had me onto the fucking. Hey, but Harvey Elliott knew what he
put on.
Harvey Elliott knew
all his own way too long.
Mike Kearney, like Mike Kearney, much like them Crystal Palace cunts, have had his own way too fucking long, and the Reds have got it thrown away now. What a fucking team. Nightmare. Half, not even half, like me. Fucking terrible game. There was a lot of, and then you bring Harvey Elliott on. He's just like, lads, just fucking relax, will you? I fucking got this. I'm fucking brilliant. Watch what I do. Kids, fucking unbelievable. And that win, by the way, at the half 12, cunt of a fucking kickoff time.
But if you win it,
well, there you go. 87 minute. 1-0 down, you're like, I'd fucking take a point here. We're all screaming for 4.5 hours, we had to fucking stop it, Sam. And then when we score, we're like, fucking hell, left, where's this 10 minutes going on? The fucking Reds, like, what do you do to you?
Mike, I don't know if you've heard, but we're going to win the football league. We're going to win the football league. Have you heard, Mike?
I've definitely heard.
It's out on the streets, lads. The singing on the streets.
That's honestly, you don't win them games if you don't do what we're possibly going to do at the end of the season.
Possibly, you little fucking fridge.
But you do not do that unless you don't do that when you finish fifth, sixth, or seventh. You do that when you're in the business end of the season. We've turned up today. First half felt a bit like Sheffield United, like half 12 kickoff, whatever. Like, never really had many chances. Alisson then makes a fucking mental save. Like, Only one goalkeeper in the world at this current moment does that save. And twice, by the way. And then we go sound, yeah. And then we go 1-0 down, by the way. We go 1-0 down. And then we're like, oh, what do we do here? We just go and fucking win the game. Because there's no panic in this team. Everyone's settled. There's enough new blood, but there's also enough of people who have done it before. And no, just play the ball here. Just play the simple pass. Play the man that's open. And we'll get to where we are.
That was not what you were saying after 65 minutes. Sub them all off and bring Kenny Dalglish on. I'm sure you said more strikers. You kept shouting.
He'd sack the left back.
Honestly, listen, let's give him a I'll skit any left back we've got who's shite because they all are, aren't they? And we'll even give him a left a little let off today because as bad as he is, fucking sometimes you just win ugly, don't you? And listen, I don't think anyone thinks he's the answer long term, but fucking hell.
Lad, I went the game with you last week. You were his biggest fan.
To be fair, he played three passes straight to it. That will call it. But that's the difference today. He's fucking, he's shite because that's his level. He's not shite in comparison to every other left back in the league, but for what we require a win today. We can't have a draw. We'd be on this now and we'd be saying it's okay, it's a tough place to go and all that. But the thing is though, we don't you can make that argument, but then when you win you realise the difference makers, the real difference makers today, you said it before, the goalkeeper. Kelleher's a good goalie, but Alisson is the best in the world. And the save he makes at 1-0 down where he pushes on the post and then makes a second save. And then the 1-2-1, if that's any other goalkeeper in the league, and I do genuinely mean in the league, it's 2-2 and you're a bit you're deflated and you've only got the points. You take it because if you had any other goalie in the league, you'd have to be half used to it. Our goalkeeper steps up at that moment. So that moment is the equivalent
first game
of most.
Back injury, by the way. That's just massive today.
Our goalie does that there, though. That's the equivalent for the goalkeeper. That's the equivalent of Salah putting a penalty away at 1-0. Do you know what I mean? That's the goalie's close to equivalent. And he gets up to win that header, lads. And it's a fucking goal. And then the goalie makes the save. He's fucking, honestly, he's fucking unbelievable. So are the Reds.
Peace. Kevin Mike's makes some decent points, you know what I mean?
Liar.
Some salient points, some intelligent points. But I just think, we're going to win the football league again! We're going to win the football league again!
We're going to win the football league again!
Shut up, you boring bitch.
Absolutely.
That's what I've been trying to say
be singing
for 20 years.
No, listen, there's a lot of things labelled at this Liverpool side at the moment, and obviously we only had two shots at the time, but that's all we needed, because these are turning into those mentality monsters that we've always knew they were. Listen, we've won again. We find a way to win, and it doesn't matter what game it is, what team it is, what opposition it is, whatever it is, we find a way. And there was always that belief. I spoke to all of you during the game, and it was like, are we going to win it? Because I kept putting my money on, didn't I?
Thank fucking
everyone was confident, including myself. I just felt like we were definitely going to do it. There's something about us this season, and that's what's brilliant about it. There's nothing convincing in the sense that, we're playing swashbuckling football. We was at some point, but it's been quite a while now, but we're still winning football games, and it doesn't matter if it's 10 men, 9 men, whatever it is, whatever we have to be resilient to. Liverpool are the real deal, and if we ever fought, in particular the Manchester City game, if there was ever fought, is this team up for the fight? They fucking are.
How many games did we win in that 19-20 season by one goal?
No, absolutely. We spoke about Sheffield United.
The Aston Villa one's obvious.
The Sheffield United one. That was absolutely. We were better the other night against Sheffield United than we was that season when Ronaldo scored that goal. It was only that one shot. So there was quite a bit. Liverpool are winning football games, and you can listen, we've talked about the Tottenham manager being this great guy when he's come in and he's playing this great football at Tottenham. They're not getting results now. Liverpool are getting results. And that's the most important thing, because it doesn't matter. I remember the first few seasons under Klopp and you're playing this exciting football. And then all of a sudden the 19-20 season, we wasn't as exciting, but we won the fucking league, and that's the most important.
I think everyone who's ever watched the game loves that swashbuckling heavy metal football, and it's phenomenal, it's unbelievable. But it doesn't matter whether you're fucking playing that football or the worst football in the world. What people want to see is that moment where you bring a substitute on, and he runs from 30 yards into 20, looks up, and he doesn't slam it. He just puts it in the corner to win you the game. Yeah. 91st minute winner, mate. Doesn't matter if you have been fucking out of this world or an absolute load of shit.
No, absolutely. How many times have you seen Man United over the years when it went down to the last minute of the game?
About United, right? No one I used to be jealous of. As much as the players and I'm getting it, I was jealous of the fans in the fucking ground here. And listen, we're not even in the ground today. We've been watching in the red line. The lads in the ground have all at that moment. But that moment where it goes in is like fucking... You know, someone there'll be people listening to this who like football, but they're not sure why. It's that moment. That's what you fucking want.
If you want to have a good time, go to a concert. A football match is definitely not that. Hey, is it?
Death by a thousand cuts, and then oh my god, I've just won.
That's what we've just experienced, isn't it? So it was literally Fergie time, wasn't it? We were in Fergie time, and then all of a sudden we scored that goal, and we were like, fuck Fergie time off.
That was
just too much.
It's funny because like it was my round, so I went to bar. So like. And I'm mad. Dusted the cobwebs off the palace. Went to bar. But yous were all in the back and I was in the front room and like there was just people like...
Did you feel lonely?
I mean, I felt so
I reckon the other people were like, oh my God, what's wrong with it? Because I imagine you went
more
sick.
That, I like, there was people who were like, just doing... I would just do
just normal folk.
Basically doing the Christmas shopping. Yeah. Went, I should pop in for a drink. Oh, they don't have lines, nice. Just come in with the shopping.
Wish this lad would take his tongue out of me. Yeah.
Next thing you know, my undies are on my head. And honestly, like, I was like, I need to go back to that back room with my people because they're upset. But my big question is, Mike, what year does Harvey Elliott win Ballon d'Or?
If it's not this year, it's a fucking fix, is all I'm chatting.
Every year between now and like 2029. It's such composure from a young fella who's been involved in the squad for a couple of years now, but he's probably been banging on Jürgen's door going, lad, why aren't you starting me? I'm coming on in games and changing games for you. I want to start. And Jürgen's going, I know, lads, I know, but have you seen Dom Szoboszlai there? Have you seen Ali McAllister? Blah, blah. We've got a massive squad. You're having an impact. Every minute on the pitch for Liverpool Football Club, you're having an impact. I think that's the best thing about this whole squad now. Whether you're Gerald Kwanzaa, who's brand new to the squad this season, and the reason the manager doesn't go into the market and get a new centre-half, whether you're even Kev's best friend, Kostas Tsimikas, who's probably not going to play every single game in the league. And once Andy Robertson's back, watch this Liverpool Football Club, by the way. It'll be fucking incredible when we have that level of player back.
Unbelievable difference maker.
But he's stepping in and doing good performances defensively. Enough to get by, winning them games, being involved in them squad. Kavim Kelleher on Kelleher said all sorts of names there, bar from his right name.
All except for
the goalkeeper, the Irish one.
At 1-0 on Wednesday, or whatever night it was, he makes a fantastic save. That's all he needs to do all night. Keep it in Liverpool's hands. That's all he did. Alisson Becker comes back in today, makes a fucking...
Two of them.
I can't believe the save he makes, honestly. He makes a fantastic save. Even when the game's like 0-0, by the way, just a mad save. And you just go, he can look back in June, hopefully with June, May, with the medal hanging round his neck going, yeah, do you remember that save? At fucking Palace away, lads, it was fucking belt that, wasn't it? I'm going to get that printed on my wall. What size should I get that picture printed
fucking
on my wall?
Fucking massive, by the way. Fucking massive.
I'm going to take my left side wall out and just put my picture up on that wall of me saving that shot. The Elliott thing off the bench, the Jones thing as well. Jones is great.
He gets led for the penalty as well.
Honestly, he's lucky he's not fucking badly injured off that tackle. Yeah. What a tackle that was, mate. It was fucking madness.
You go back a few years ago to his mad winner in the derby where like I reckon I played left back. No one knew about it, but
it's
I definitely played.
Say that though, lad.
And he scores this mad goal and he goes, yeah, I should be playing more, you know. I should be playing more when he's like 18 and he's telling Jürgen Klopp, the manager of Liverpool Football Club, who's only ever been as close to Shankly as anyone else ever has, I should be playing more. We've got lots of players with that confidence.
Do you know what though, Mike? I actually think Klopp's doing the right thing with Harvey Elliott because he was open for criticism last season, and I know the midfield changed, and I know the whole dynamic of the whole team's changed, but he's coming off the bench and he's playing clever passes. He's composed, as you say. He's bringing that calmness to the team, but I'm still not convinced. It's definitely positive today for me.
What's coming next year?
No.
He's going to win the Ballon d'Or.
Listen, forget about the Ballon d'Or. I want to win the Premier League. And right now, him coming off the bench is fantastic. The only criticism I've got today is maybe it should have been 10 minutes sooner because it was crying out for someone to just be calm on the ball and pass the ball and be composed. And it was a bit rushed and forced at times. I didn't even know
that he was such a fridge, you know. Honestly.
Mate, I'm not a fridge.
You're a big fridge.
I've seen you put 15 quid on the bet and cried. It stung that one, Mike,
by the way, people do not listen to that shot.
just for clarification, Kev, you was happy with a 0-0 last season away to Palace. I remember that clearly.
He's more drunk than drunk is definitely where I was. On Harvey Elliott.
Go back to the point, Harvey Elliott is doing a fantastic job off the bench.
Neil Atkinson here. After every game on the Anfield Wrap, we do a post-match show. Sometimes I call it the pink because I'm a little bit irresponsible. It's often hosted by John. It's occasionally hosted by me. It is the sound of the match absolutely coming at you as quickly as possible after the final whistle. That a pleasure to do wherever we find ourselves, whichever pub we're in. If it's the Glenbuck by the ground, or it's God knows where in the middle of the city, or occasionally even on the road. It is a pleasure to be able to do the post-match show every single game and reflect that action back to you. Sign up now to the Anfield Wrap, theanfieldwrap.com, or any other place that you know that we do this sort of thing every single game, the immediate post-match reaction that you want with the Anfield Wrap.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And it's a difference coming off the bench than starting the game. So we'll see how that transition transpires.
I genuinely can't see your point, but I think me and John are just that little bit older than you two, and he's just so similar to Peter Beardsley for me that it's unbelievable. Like, Peter Beardsley, if you brought him in today, would have the same issues that he's having. Is he a midfielder? Is he an attacker? But when you put him on the pitch, you just go, it doesn't matter where he's playing because he's fucking brilliant.
No, I totally agree. Sorry, John, but the only thing I'd say is it does matter because in the first half an hour, it's different than the next hour of the game.
Listen, sorry,
I'm not sure he's ready right now to be starting because he started a hell of a lot of games. I think he's got some Premier League record or something that, like, he started more for his age than anyone else, which is absolutely phenomenal, by the way. Also, and sometimes we judge him unfairly because of that, because we've seen so much of him.
There's another thing for him as well, though. Like, he's the only one out of that season we won the league, right? I think he got three or four appearances. So it goes unnoticed now. But he's the only one out of that squad who was there at the time who played games who didn't get a league title win as well, you know. And no one will convince me that he doesn't believe that I want to win this fucking league, because him and Curtis Jones come through together, but Jones played 10 or 15 games that season.
Jones was coming out like, what, 2-1 up at West Ham away and playing right back and winning tackles.
But Harvey hasn't got that league winners medal. My point is, I think Harvey Ellis is looking going, oh my fucking God, like, I want a league winners medal more than life itself. Because, he's not from the city, but he fucking loves he loves Liverpool the way that we love Liverpool. And that goal today, by the way, just to go back to that goal, I said to Mick, lad, he's just slammed it from the edge of the box. And then when I watched the replay, he literally placed it in the corner. It's fucking, it's unbelievable composure.
I think he's unreal. I honestly think he's unreal. And you know, I take Pete's points on last season, he struggled a little bit, stuff like that.
He's 21 years old, isn't he? Younger,
yeah. That's my point. He's played too much. That's it.
I think he's fucking unbelievable, and he just come on and he just had, like, there was no space. That was the thing with Palace. Like, every time you were like, they were surrounded, we were surrounded by players. He come on, yeah, they were down to 10, but he just had so much space all the time. And that's what they say about great football or something. Kevin's like, they move with space.
You can have the space, but you need to make the time of it.
Like, say that
he's made the time out of it, hasn't he? He's made that space look like it's been there for ages, whereas someone's seen him go, oh, he's got the space, close him down, and he's made too much out of the space before
he controls what's happening around him.
He's done it a couple of times, exactly that. So exactly what you're saying, Amy. He took the ball and one of their players closed him down. And what he did was he gave the ball back. It's called a screen pass nowadays, don't people? Basically, it's when the midfielder or the defender gives it to you, and he bounces the ball back. And what he does is he just steps 5 yards. So the player's closed him down, then has to make a decision. Have I got to move with him, or do I stay here and leave the gap open so that he can play it through to the attackers? That's what I'm saying. The Peter Beardsley thing. We want quite defined players now in the three and the three, because it's three midfielders, it's three attackers. It's the Phil Foden thing of playing in a half space. I heard Neil saying on a show the other day that the other week we were playing Man City and there was nobody in that space. Where what they do is they're not facing their own goal and they're not facing the attacking goal. You can see the whole pitch, and what they do is they bounce the ball, and then when they get the ball back, because you took one misstep, that's where you're at, and that's what he's done today. We were saying maybe like over, just bring more attackers on, and my argument was, if you bring more attackers on, it allows them to sit even deeper. Yeah. You bring Harvey Elliott on, and what he does is what we were saying about what another attacker could do is bring a defender out, make him make a decision with a one-touch pass, and then by the time he's made that decision, he's received the second pass back, and that's where the goal comes from. He takes the ball on his back foot, he just knocks it inside, steps away from the player like he's not even there, and then has the presence of mind for a child. He's 21, as you say, he's a baby. So then, not like, fucking hell, mate, I'm thinking, slam it. And that's what everyone else would have done. There's full-on Ballon d'Or, you just slam it there. But he's cultured, so he's looked and gone, look at that side of the goal here. I don't need to slam it. I'm just going to put it in. It's 20 yards away from me. And as long as it goes just inside the post, that sausage and goal's not getting nowhere near it. And as it turned out, that's what happened.
It's an unbelievable strike in the moment, Mike, isn't it? And like Kev says, he just almost stops the time, really, doesn't he? He's just like, he assesses his options. He puts it as the goal develops, do you know what I mean? And you feel like if the defender would have been in another place, or the goalkeeper would have been placing on the other side, he's just like, the best players can almost stop time, can't they, and just go like, no, this is the best option. Yeah. And he's unbelievable. I fucking love him.
He's needed like less than a second to what we'd all need in like 1.5 seconds, yeah. 2 seconds.
I still wouldn't be able to figure it out now.
He's just in his timeline, it feels like to him, that's the most natural thing in the world. But in our timeline, it's like, how the fuck's he seen that? And he's put that there. At that time of the game where, let's be honest, like, we get the draw at City, then you go and win the next three. That's what we've asked. Go and win the next three after City, otherwise the City points what? Like, you need to go and do what our business. And at that point in the game, they've had 10 men, haven't they? But whatever, the ball's at his feet, and the time's ticking down. He needs to decide, what am I doing? Am I passing to someone who's in a better position than me? No. What am I doing? I'm just putting it right there. That keeper's not saving it. I'm scoring. Like, it's just... I don't know.
He's a worldie. And in that moment, it needs a worldie to do that business, because you've had Diaz, you've had Nunes, you've had Salah even.
It's absolute on purpose. I'm doing this. I'm putting this team and this result on my shoulders, and there it is. Like, come and adore me, because I fucking deserve that. But he's not that big.
There was an intelligence that was injected into the play, wasn't it? Listen, we haven't spoken about Gakpo, but I thought when he come on, listen, it didn't change the game at that moment in the sense of like getting a goal, but I thought he was pretty impressive.
So intelligent with his movement.
He's intelligent.
His
smart.
His movement isn't... Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's all right.
I totally agree. His movement isn't always forwards, which is what you think as you naturally think is go forwards. That's not Gakpo, similar to Elliot. Sometimes the move to go forward is to drop 5 yards and to create that space.
Yeah, absolutely. And you spoke about City before, about like how they play. And I think going back to Harvey Elliott, he passed back a few times. He looked at the play and he thought, that can't be, don't force it. Keep possession.
I heard you say don't force it during the game, actually.
Gakpo was the same. He didn't force it at times. He played smart football.
Of course, yeah.
And we were building up, obviously, cleverly. And I think that's what makes the difference in the end. I think you've got, like, and again, it sounds like I'm always being negative, but there's horses for courses, isn't it? And Nunes today, he was anonymous, wasn't he?
Such a fridge, isn't he?
He really struggled today, Nunes.
No, I say a fridge.
You know what the best thing about that is, though, is in this whole squad, we've got, you say horses for courses, genuinely, like, what occasion can you think, how can we stop this Liverpool team? And if we do our best at stopping this Liverpool team at plan A, their plan B, where they bring Nunes on, drops the defender deeper, midfield runners, more attackers.
And there's the future Ballon d'Or winner on the bench. Yeah.
No, I just think Nunes.
What do you do? Like, what do you do when you've got all these? We've got plan A, B, C, D, E, and F, and then if you even get there, we'll go Sam. We'll just slam one in from miles away, you know.
I think with Nunes, so we've really, really praised Javier to the highest degree we can now, and rightly so. I think if you're Nunes, you're going, well, yeah, because he's come on against the tired team and he plays in a half space. And if you're Nunes, if we were all to ask the question around the table now, said, where do you want to see Nunes? Is it against a really low block that's terribly narrow where he has to get the ball and it's got to be a shot straight away? Or would you just rather him be 5, 7, 10 yards further back on the pitch where he can take a touch? And it might not be the perfect touch, by the way, but sometimes with a striker, that's what you want. You don't want the perfect
touch. No space whatsoever.
Exactly.
There is no space.
Javier takes the perfect touch in that situation, whereas Nunes might not. And listen, Nunes didn't have his best game today, but I think if you were Nunes, listen to this, and I imagine he does, because fucking hell, it's free this week, isn't it? So why would he not be? But what I mean is, he's going, lads, I know, but the fucking their defensive centre mid is on me fucking toes, and I've got these two fucking big fat grots.
I didn't know you and Nunes as a solicitor, but you know, let me reply to that one.
Poor Darwin.
I would have started Darwin Nunes. I said it on the Friday night. But at some point, I think the subs were wrong, and I thought they were wrong last week against Fulham as well. I think we got away with it a little bit. And there's
he's such a fucking busy, isn't he?
Listen,
Lampard's such a busy. I'm going to win the Ballon d'Or.
The Harvey Elliott one, Curtis Jones, was nearly too late because...
Can't believe you're already the fitness again.
Nearly, we're not quite, because you fucked. I just ran the lad who.
Mate, I don't want to win against the Palace away. I want to win the league.
I can't believe I've got to batter Pete when we win the league. Didn't see this coming.
He can't come. When we're celebrating.
Yeah, you're banned from Anfield when we win the league.
Listen, I've got no interest in whatever point that was.
Hey, John, that's why you're the best host. What about what Kev thinks?
Peace to be on him. We're going to finish it there. We're going to win the Football League again. Up the fucking Reds. Sports Social Podcast Network.